Last week, a voice of Arkansas and a champion of other voices from Arkansas died. C.D. Wright, a poet born in Mountain Home, a one-time resident of Eureka Springs, and a graduate of the University of Arkansas, died Tuesday at the age of 67. The honors given to her during her life were many: a MacArthur Genius Grant, a Guggenheim, a finalist position for the National Book Award, and a National Book Critics Circle Prize. That last honor bestowed on her for her 2010 book, One with Others, based on a march several African-American men made from West Memphis to Little Rock in the summer of 1969. She was born in the Ozarks and lived here through much of her teens. She moved to Rhode Island in the early 1980s and taught at Brown University. Rhode Island was enamored enough with Wright that she became the poet laureate of that state. But she never forgot Arkansas. In 1995, she collaborated with the University of Arkansas Press to develop the Lost Roads Project, a walk-in book of Arkansas. It was a book, plus a map, a physical map highlighting the hometowns of many Arkansas writers. Writers diverse as Johnny Cash, Maya Angelou, and John Gould Fletcher. It was also a real walk-in exhibit that toured the state in the mid-90s with facts and artifacts about the writer's influence by Arkansas. In June 1995, she told Ozarks at Large the development of that project came from a deep love for the state's creative nature.
There were pieces of the project that were more inclusive than others, such as the map, and then the broadsides, which are reprinted in the catalog, are just 21 writers. And I chose poets and fiction writers. And then I wanted to a description of the state that came through other genres, but which I considered highly aestheticized. I included a recipe by Crescent Dragon Wagon. I included lyrics by blues musicians and songwriters, Sun Seals and Sonny Boy Williamson, both of whom write very poetic lyrics. I included a passage regarding Arkansas history by C. Van Woodward, the great dean of Southern history, who's emeritus at Yale, and a passage by Dee Brown from Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee.
The late C.D. Wright talking to Ozarks at Large in June 1995 about the Lost Roads Project and the Reader's Map of Arkansas. She died Tuesday. An updated edition of the Reader's Map of Arkansas was under construction at the time of her death, and according to ArkansasReadersMap.com, that new version will be ready for publication this spring.